This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hi everybody, welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We have a talk radio town hall this hour with Jeb Williams, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. So get those calls, questions, comments in on anything for the top dog at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeb Williams joining us. We'll end the program today with a quick segment and a chat on the Energy Matters segment today. Top lawyer from Atlanta unpacks the EPA decision and what that means for North Dakota. And I think he's going to warn us that just because the Supreme Court said, no, Biden administration, you can't do that the way you want to do it, doesn't mean they aren't going to do it another way. So we'll have that before the end of the program as well today. Brought to you in part by our friends at Village Cooperative. Really encourage you to take in one of their meetings. The new Village Co-op is coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Beautiful homes, spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities. Here's the deal. It's basically maintenance-free living all on one level. So no shoveling. You don't replace a roof, window, appliance yet, ever, but you still have the benefits of home ownership. So you own the home, but not the headaches. That's the way I look at it. Just sit in on one of their monthly seminars to find out more. Call Carrie today at Village Cooperative in Fargo, 701-997-2900, 701-997-2900, online at villagecooperative.com. Tomorrow we are live and on location. We did a show not that long ago from Swanson Hyperbaric Oxygen Treatment, their clinic. Swanson Hyperbarics is what the clinic is called. And I was so touched, honestly, by the amount of, connections that were made from people with various ailments and HBOT treatment. And so we had the experts on, we answered your questions, and tomorrow we're going to talk with a doc, the doc, who happens also to be a former NDSU superstar on the gridiron, that'll join us as well as some of the other experts in Swanson Hyperbarics just to answer your questions. So be thinking a little bit about that. We're also going to talk to Jim the Flagpole Guy and have a little open phone fun on a Friday. Tomorrow we'll be at Swanson Hyperbarics, and we'll be telling you more about how you can take advantage of that free first opportunity to experience not only hyperbaric oxygen treatment, but also that all-new Hackett Ozone Sauna, which is pretty something as well, and great for various ailments. So that's tomorrow. One quick question I want to answer before we bring Jeb in here. Listener said, tell me more about the locations of this year's Cookfest. So I mentioned the one on Thursday, and that's where I'm really suggesting people from Bismarck and Minot take that in, because it's in White Shield, North Dakota. It'll be held at the Ralph Wells Jr. Memorial Complex. Basically, what happens is there's a Cook Fest from 2 until 4. I'm sorry, an information center session from 2 until 4. They call it the Bakken Basics, basically. And you have some of the all-stars of the industry that answer every question, do a little presentation, talk about, for instance, this carbon capture future, carbon management, carbon utilization, talk about the geology, talk about hydrogen and other things that are in the future, as well as just the basics of oil and gas development. And then 4 is when the fun starts. So 4 to 7 is barbecue, live music. White Shield are bringing in re-ride, games and activities for the kids. It's in the Bald Diamond parking lot on the corner of Sanish and Warrior in White Shield. That, again, is Thursday, July 21st, okay? And they have these cook teams. competing, oil and gas companies that compete for the vote for People's Choice Cook Team. So you expect everything from street tacos to brisket to burgers, and there's some shrimp sometimes and gumbo and you name it. So, but it's all free. It costs you nothing. So it's a great deal. And that happens to be the Thursday event. It actually starts on Tuesday. And this year it's going to be in Trenton, North Dakota. So folks up at Watford City, in the northwest corridor of North Dakota, wherever you're from, Crosby to Columbus and everywhere in between, you'll be able to take in the very same event in Trenton on Tuesday, the 19th. So we'll be there all along the ride, and also doing the great fishing derby they do on that Wednesday, the 20th, on the big water at Lake Skokowee at Four Bears Casino. So a whole lot of fun planned for that. Details, by the way, at ndpetroleumfoundation.org, or just search in your search engine for Bakken Rocks Cookfest, and you'll get all the details of who, where, why, and when, but it should be a lot of fun. Without any further ado, let's welcome the director of the Game and Fish Department in North Dakota, Jeb Williams. Jeb, welcome back.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning to you. Appreciate the opportunity to have a chat.
Yeah, we appreciate you very much joining us for these regular conversations, and I know our listeners appreciate it a great deal. Let me just start, by the way, if you have a question or comment for Jeb, just our telephone numbers or text is the best way to get them in. You can call us at 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Let me start with what's on your mind. What's front and center as the director of Game and Fish these days?
Well, so I think one of the things that's important to talk about, Scott, I think the last time we visited, we had some concerns as far as lake levels in North Dakota and both Lake Skokowee and Devil's Lake. So that probably shows our timeline of last time we visited, which was, early spring, late winter months going into the spring. And obviously the spigot has turned on and it hasn't turned off in most places. And we've seen, surprisingly, so let's talk Lake Skokowee specifically. Obviously, a world-class fishery that we have, and had a lot of concerns as far as access, and then obviously fish production too. Once you get to a certain level, it's going to impact your fish production. And so from the going into the spring, Scott, to where we are about now, I mean, it's been a close to a 10-foot rise, and we're extremely pleased about that. Obviously, it was one of those things where we thought that 1827, 1828, maybe 1829 was going to be the peak of Lake Skokowee this year based on, some of the spring projections. And then, with the big rains that came in Montana, and then they did have some later snowfall that was coming our way too. So we've really seen a nice bump. And again, that the timing has been really good. And so it's been something that has been very welcomed, here in the state. We did a lot of work with a lot of folks out there, a lot of people that were trying to get access to ramps in pretty good situations with some low water ramps that were put into place back in the previous drought of 2005, 2006. And so just getting access to some of those areas, but now with the water increase, some of those low water ramps are again now underwater, and overall access is really good on Lake Skokowee right now, and fishing is really good on Lake Skokowee right now too. So Devil's Lake, and again, another big fishery, obviously world class in North Dakota, still had some of the same concerns going into the spring, but again, about a 4-4.5 foot rise on Devil's Lake this year really made a big impact and a big difference. And so, yeah, from a fishery standpoint, really good shape now in North Dakota. Game and Fish Department managing over 450 lakes. And the nice thing is, Scott, so much productivity in some of the smaller lakes, that don't, for those individuals that don't have Lake Skokowee and Devil's Lake right in their backyard, it's really nice to see some of the production in some of those smaller lakes across the state.
How are the fish biting right now?
They're biting. They're biting, and they're biting pretty well. And, and that's in most places. And, again, from the big waters on, talking Devil's Lake and Lake Skokowee to some of the smaller bodies of water across the state. I mean, we're receiving really good reports all around. I've had some personal experience. We're, doing pretty well. And so, again, times are, things are going pretty well right now in the fisheries world. And there's no doubt that the moisture that we have received has certainly benefited that, and again, mostly due to the access portion of making sure people have access on and off the water when it comes to boat ramps.
Rumor has it Minnesota is a little slow right now, so maybe it's a chance for North Dakota to pop its buttons a little bit and say, hey, look at us, it's been efficient on this side of the border, right? Come on over here to this big water.
Well, we there's no doubt, you know, there's some friendly ribbing that always goes on that. I've got a good college buddy of mine who lives in Detroit Lakes, and he spends a lot of time over here. And, of course, I always like to mention to him it's kind of funny how Minnesota has a land of 10,000 lakes, but yet he spends most of his time over in North Dakota. So, we get quite a bit of traffic from Minnesota over onto our lakes. And again, there's some good economic value, obviously, with that. And, some of the economic value that as a game and fish department, we probably don't talk enough about when it comes to fish and wildlife resources and what that means to our state. And I know that there's a balance that has to be in play with that. But, it's a $1 billion industry in North Dakota, and you know, we know that agriculture and energy in North Dakota certainly are the drivers in the state, but fish and wildlife resource play a big role in a lot of the extras that go along with that.
Jeb Williams is the director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Text rolling in. We'll start with your questions, one on when antelope apps are coming out when we come back, and others behind that. Your call's welcome, too. Kev wanted to get a comment in here, too, for Jeb.
I'm just going to ask you what your friend goes to North Dakota for from Minnesota, exactly. Come on, now.
Says the Minnesota guy. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by PetroServe USA, lowest price fuel around. Seriously. E88 gets you across the state. That is a great rate. E85, wow. Some great options for you, folks. You're going to save your money and do the math. Even if you lose a little on the mileage side, what you gain price-wise is incredible. They give you choice at the pump. If you want, I'll just take unleaded. I don't want any ethanol. They believe in the marketplace deciding what's best and to put all those choices out for you. But It leads to the lowest price fuel around. PetroServe USA. Look for the Marathon brand, the Senex brand, the PetroServe USA brand, and of course Home Cooking and Grab and Go Convenience. Valley City, exit 292. Just head north there, but there's locations in so many. You know, from Bismarck, Mandan, up to Bemidji, down to Wahpeton, and all parts in between. PetroServe USA and Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience at their Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue, I-29, NP Avenue downtown, Glendon, Minnesota, Euland, Minnesota, and 45th and 9th Avenue Southwest store as well. PetroServe USA. All right, texter says, Jeb Williams with us from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department today, the director. Taking your calls, questions, and comments, you can call at 258-0550. Get those calls in now. Jeb will be here for two more segments, but do not wait till the end. Get them in now, 258-0550, or text us at 237-1590. When are Antelope apps coming out? A listener wants to know, Jeb.
Scott, that was one of the ones, one of the things on my list I wanted to hit on. People, we get a lot of questions this time of year because it is, you know, right around the corner for pronghorn season application process, and it's always a tight window. We always put that out there right now. It's always a very tight window because we are, as we speak, currently doing pronghorn surveys across the state to look and see how reproduction is, see how overall population is, to set those licenses. Now, the applications will probably be out in the, you know, we're hopeful by the, say, 23rd, 24th of August or so. The deadline is August 3rd. So we're hoping to have the applications out in that, right around, you know, July 24th, somewhere around there. And then the application deadline is August 3rd. And so that, this is usually, Scott, the season where we have the shortest, narrowest deadline as far as our lottery, just because we have a tight time frame as far as making sure we collect as good information we can, as accurate information, and providing as much opportunity we can with the pronghorn season. So hopefully that answers the question you know, for the individual, but it is a tight time frame. And just keep in mind, August 3rd is the application deadline, and should have those applications out a week and a half prior to that.
By the way, we've escalated the North Dakota versus Minnesota fishing battle here just a little bit. Now I'm getting photos. I'm getting photos of you know, what's been pulled off the I don't know if it's the Sakakawea or Devil's Lake, but it's a beautiful looking photo here from a North Dakotan. So Kev, money where your mouth is, probably necessary on the Minnesota trash talking there. Let's see if you can match that photo there.
Get Steve Carney on the line. I'll be right back.
Steve Carney actually is going to come out to the North Dakota Petroleum Council's Fishing Derby with us, and we're going to take a vet, or maybe a couple of vets fishing during the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. It should be a lot of fun.
Hey, Jeb, who's your buddy in Detroit Lakes?
Well, his first name is Phil. How about that?
Okay, good enough.
Can't give all the secrets away.
I got a DNR buddy named Chris, so I was just going to put the same.
He's not with DNR. He's a school teacher there, and you'll find him around the baseball fields quite often in Detroit Lakes area. But, yeah, he has his in-laws are from around the Tulma area, and so they spend a lot of time fishing up there. And he's an easy guy to razz anyway, so it's always if I can do it on radio, it's even better, right?
And of course, and if you don't find him on the ball fields, you find him on a lake in North Dakota. Just saying.
Right, exactly.
You had to put that in there. Didn't you?
Play from him after this segment anyway, so that'll be fun.
Exactly. Texter says, are deer car collisions considered in deer count? If so, are gas prices? Traffic also considered.
So we used to have that used to be one of our one of our points as far as, you know, just looking again trend information when it comes to deer vehicle collisions. But there were some changes made legislatively as far as reporting aspects of deer vehicle collisions a number of years ago, and so we don't get the same information that we used to get from deer vehicle collisions, because unless it's over a certain amount of damage, things like that, people don't have to report that like they used to. And so we don't have the same amount of information when it comes to deer vehicle collisions to be able to look at that as far as deer population kind of going up or down, just kind of trend information. And again, it wasn't something that we ever used that information solely to make decisions on, but it was another piece to the puzzle, which was kind of helpful. And and definitely did follow the trend of our higher deer populations. And when you have lower deer populations, you have lower deer vehicle collisions. So some way, shape, or form, we have used that in the past, Scott.
Couple more questions coming in online here. I would like to know why do they have such an early electronic posting date? We should be able to post anytime we want.
Yeah, fair question. That's another topic we can get into here as well. And so electronic posting did just finish here July 1st. And just a little bit of history on that, Scott. So last year we had right around 4.5 million acres that was signed up electronic posted. This year we ended up with about 7.3 million acres electronically posted. And the reason that we need to have that deadline is because we need to verify that information before it gets put out to the public. And, you know, we want to have that information put out in early August. And, you know, there's lots of different companies, or I shouldn't say lots, but I mean, I'll say like Onyx, a very popular app out there that is utilized by a lot of people. And so by us solidifying that information, getting it out to them, because if it was a moving target, a moving date in there, there's certainly concerns you'd be setting people up for failure, that if they looked at the app on a certain day and then went back 3 or 4 days later, and then that information wasn't updated, and somebody would assume that property wasn't posted. I mean, that wouldn't be good. And so, you know, those things have been, there's been a lot of discussion about that issue, and we felt that the best way to treat everybody fairly on this was to have a deadline so we're not setting anybody up for failure, because the electronic posting has gone really well for a lot of people, both landowners and hunters alike. You know, we know it's not perfect, but it has been a pretty good solution out there to the longstanding issue of posting of private property, and gives landowners an additional option to do that so they don't have to incur the time and the expense associated with physical posting signs, and then it's also cut and dry when it comes to, you know, potential trespassing issues, whether something was not posted or whether it was posted in a couple different areas physically, that type of thing. And then now electronic posting is, it's either posted or it's not, and a lot of people really like that.
Tom in Bismarck for Jeb Williams from North Dakota Game and Fish. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, are they going to have, are they going to cut back on the archery tags in 3C, or is that still going to be open?
Yeah, so it's still open, you know, since archery tags are able to be utilized statewide, something we didn't do any, you know, have any restrictions on. I mean, it's usually pretty, you know, with archery or other things, for example, if there's not a lot of deer in a certain area, obviously people have the ability to go other places. They're more than likely going to do so. And so we didn't make any restrictions on archery in those areas for that reason.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Anything else quickly?
No, that's what I wanted to know.
Got your answer. All right. Appreciate it very much. Call 258-0550. One more segment with Jeb Williams from North Dakota Game and Fish. You can also text us at 701-237-1590 on what's on your mind today. With Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Jake Thomas, even in the house today. I'm Scott Hennon. More after this.
Generous, generous Jerry. Keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks open again this year in South Bismarck, 1 mile south of Cottonwood Softball Complex on 12th, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Coupons are at the door. Military get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boris Johnson will resign after a wave of government resignations and a result from his own cabinet, leaving him unable to carry on. The move sets up a race to replace him as head of the governing Conservative Party. And as far as if Johnson can remain in control until there is a replacement, Tim Bale is a professor of politics at Queen Mary University in London.
I do think there is a question, as we've said, about whether he can continue in post for another 3 months. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has an awful lot of power. Boris Johnson is known to exercise that power in all sorts of unconventional ways.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has pleaded guilty during her trial in Russia, Griner admitting she had marijuana oil in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before the top of the hour, Jeb Williams here for another 10, 12 minutes. If you have a question or comment, get it in right now. Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Texter says, why doesn't North Dakota shut the fishing season down in the spring and have a spring opener? Around Devil's Lake, it's all Minnesota, Wisconsin people slaughtering the fish during spawning, and they are not the catch-release type of people.
I've asked that for a long time.
All right.
Yep, same question.
All right. Times two, I guess. Jeb?
An issue. I mean, and so history going back, we used to have that. But, you know, it really comes down to opportunity, and then it also comes down to the biology of it. And, you know, there's been a lot of research and a lot of studies done that have shown that, you know, again, the spring fishing activity that goes on in North Dakota doesn't have a biological impact on reproduction. And I think that if you look at our past stats to show that, you know, to see we've had a year-round fishing season now for a long time, and we have the best fishing in North Dakota now that we've ever had. And so, I mean, are people willing to, would people want to restrict their spring fishing activities and that activity, the recreational activity that goes along with it for very little benefit? I think the answer to that is no. I mean, we've done a lot of surveys to that and shown, and I think people, if they feel that there is a biological reproductive issue associated with what's going on in the spring, they'd be supportive of that. But we don't have the data to show people that. And so as of right now, we don't think that it's worth, you know, restricting people's activities for very little or no gain.
Mark in West Hope for Jeb Williams. Go ahead, Mark. Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now we can. Go ahead.
All right, perfect. So this is for the deer hunting tags. I've been hunting 2B since I was a little kid. So from 1994 to 2014, I got a tag every year, and it was always a buck tag, always. And there was a few years in between that I'd get two tags. Since 2014, it's about 8 years, I've received one tag. I think 5 years I went without a tag, and then now I've gone 2 years without a tag. So I just don't understand. How come since 2014 I've not been able to draw a tag or one tag? I don't know what could happen in those 20 years. I don't see a lot of hunters out in that area because I always drive around. We always go to a firemen's feet in Hatton, North Dakota every year. So I just don't see a lot of hunters out there. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you guys did a terrible job, maybe with the deer, one of the deer tags you gave out and things like that, or the weather. I don't know that that's because I've seen terrible weather in those 20 years. So I don't know if you can talk a little bit about that.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So it's, I mean, it's a, it comes down to supply and demand. And, you know, obviously out there, our deer populations have taken some swings over the years. And, you know, in early 2000s, we gave away a record number of deer licenses. We were right around 149,000 deer licenses. We didn't have too many people that were complaining about not getting the deer license, or I shouldn't say that. I mean, we still had some that didn't get their deer license of choice, but they still were able to get some deer license. Well, you know, fast forward 10 years after, you know, some three severe winters and, you know, some pretty significant habitat changes in North Dakota to where that impacts how many deer you can withstand, sustain on the landscape. And but yet we still have the same amount of people or even more that are wanting to participate in deer season. So, you know, each year it's not uncommon for the department to receive, you know, 100,000 plus people interested in deer hunting in North Dakota. And so, for example, this year, 64,000 deer licenses. I mean, a person can do the math that somebody's going to be left out, and especially when it comes to buck tags, because those 64,000, obviously, not all those are buck licenses. And we get it that everybody would like a, you know, like that buck license, but, you know, in North Dakota, as of, you know, as of now, that's just not possible to do. And even rewinding a little bit, it's never been possible for to do as far as making sure everybody has their preference as far as their choice of deer. So people have to, you know, people can shop around a little bit. There are some units. We had one unit in state this year that actually had buck licenses remaining here into the second lottery now. And so there are some units in North Dakota that are very challenging to draw with. And, you know, 2B is one of those. It's an area that has, you know, a lot of population, and it's an area that's been hit pretty hard over the last number of years with not as many deer in that unit. So, but again, there are some other areas in the state where it is a guaranteed draw for a buck tag. And so if a person is a little strategic and willing to shop around a little bit, there are some units that you can hook up with where you don't have to wait as long.
So in Mark's case, sounds like he had a hot hand up to 2014, and just, you know, lottery wise, I mean, is it the increasing amount of numbers 2014 forward that make his, you know, luck a little less so? He's
for
in a
sure.
bigger pool? Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you're dealing with a lot of people, and you're dealing with a lot less deer licenses in those areas, again, especially the eastern units, and, you know, 2A, 2B, 2C, you know, some of those units there were, you know, experienced some pretty significant, you know, decline in deer numbers in that area. And so, you know, again, rewinding back 20 years, 15 years or so, I mean, you couldn't give away enough deer licenses in that area just because the deer numbers were really high. But now that's changed a lot. And again, and he's in one of those units where that has changed quite a bit. And you also throw in gratis numbers in there, gratis licenses. So, you know, the number of gratis landowner licenses is subtracted away from the total number of licenses per unit, and so that the lottery odds of somebody drawing go down even more, you know, once you take away those gratis licenses as well. So it's some of those units can be very tough draw for sure.
Mark, answer your question.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
And I'm a
good luck.
And I'm a caller.
You're a first time caller to boot. All right, I love it. We'll do it again. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. I've heard about deer tags being still available, so just a matter of where, I guess, is the issue. Talk a little bit about that. That's unusual, isn't it, Mark? Isn't
yeah.
it, Jeb?
Well, great segue, Scott, because yeah, the process is we've held our first lottery, and kudos to our department licensing staff and processing folks that, you know, we got that. So the deadline was the 8th of June, Scott, and that lottery was held on the 24th, or the information was released to the public on the 24th of June. So very quick turnaround time, which again is the kind of customer service we'd like to provide to the public. And so now the process is for those individuals who were unsuccessful in the first lottery, they have first crack at the second lottery licenses, and that is due on July 13th. And so for those individuals unsuccessful in the first lottery, they have the opportunity now to get in and to get a license in the January the July 13th deadline for the second lottery. And there are, you know, approximately 5,500 licenses available for that second lottery. And then if there's still licenses available after that, those licenses will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for individuals that have not received a license yet. And so there are some opportunities out there for people that maybe forgot to apply or didn't want to apply and that type of thing. But the first date people have to know about, though, is for those individuals that were unsuccessful to make sure to get that second lottery application in by July 13th.
Yeah, it's coming up close. Somebody wants to know about the pheasant outlook. Let's move ahead to fall here. What are we looking like there?
Yeah, well, you know, again, on years like this, you get a little more excited about it as far as, you know, when we're having the kind of moisture that we're having. The habitat conditions across North Dakota are certainly much better than what they have been the last couple of years. Just obviously rain has a big impact on making things grow, and pheasants are a bird that needs that, you know, good dense nesting cover and things, you know, to go along with that. And so we won't know a lot, Scott, until, you know, end of August or so, when our field counts, when our roadside counts are completed, to look at what the reproduction status is out there. But I tell you what, I would much rather be in the situation that we are right now with good rainfall and good amount of, habitat on the landscape than what we have been the last couple of years. Dry conditions super dry conditions for pheasants and upland game birds aren't what we need. And in fairness, they don't do super well with super wet conditions either. But again, from a habitat condition standpoint, I would take it all day long, just simply because the habitat on the landscape and the ground looks great. And that's just much better opportunity for not just pheasants, but for a lot of species out across North Dakota.
I don't know the particulars of this, but we had a question that came in a while ago that I said I would ask you when you came on next. Had to do with some proposed legislation by the Democratic-controlled House, I believe, where they're proposing what this person perceived as a land grab and adding a large amount of additional habitat. They were concerned that North Dakota Game and Fish was supporting this because they saw it as very much against the sort of the North Dakota way. Are you familiar with any big legislation happening right now in that regard?
Yeah, I am familiar with that, Scott, and I think it is a great discussion point. So what the individual was referencing was Recovering America's Wildlife Act, and that was recently passed by the House. And what it is, and just going back in time here a little bit, but in 2015 or so, there was a Blue Ribbon panel put together to look at conservation funding, to look at dedicated funding for conservation, for species of conservation priority, because, you know, for example, in North Dakota, who funds the North Dakota Game and Fish Department and conservation? It's hunters and anglers. You know, we're not an agency that receives general funds. We're an agency that receives funding from people who buy hunting and fishing licenses, and then those individuals that buy hunting and fishing equipment. And there's a small excise tax on that goes back to the states for fish and wildlife management. So that's the only dedicated funding that we have. So in the early 2000s, there was a program called State Wildlife Action Plans that were in place, trying to have some proactive conservation measures to keep those, you know, a lot of non-game species, or again, even species of conservation priority, to try to keep things off the endangered species list. Well, there's a little bit of funding that comes with that, but each state put together their state conservation plans, species of conservation priority plans together. And now this is a mechanism that this Blue Ribbon panel, which is made up of, you know, there's like 26 folks, you know, private landowners, business, you know, energy interests. I mean, obviously a group of really intelligent folks that said, you know, there needs to be some additional funding for states to implement these conservation actions to try to keep these things off of the threatened endangered species list.
I got to cut you off, unfortunately, because we're up against a break, but I think you gave us a great background on it. Maybe next time we can talk about just a little bit about how that could be accomplished, maybe without federal legislation, but the same thing in North Dakota. I'm sure it comes with some dollars and some things that obviously would be beneficial, but let's pick that up next time. Really appreciate your time as always, Jeb. Thanks a ton.
Very good. Take care, Scott.
Jeb Williams, Director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. When we come back, our Energy Matters segment on the EPA.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
The Red River Valley Fair is back and better than ever, Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 17th. The 10 best days of summer are getting closer, which means it's time to purchase your Mega Pass. Purchase before July 7th to enjoy unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides at the Red River Valley Fair. That's right, unlimited admission and rides with a Mega Pass. Get your Mega Pass today and get the most out of your Red River Valley Fair experience. For more information, go to RedRiverValleyFair.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by SchwandbuickGMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime in new Buicks or GMCs. But a ton of you, well, 32, I guess put them on a scale, right? 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee was 48,602, now 46,999. That's who Todd Mitchell's been. See what happens. SchwandbuickGMC.com.
It takes an attorney to unpack what the Supreme Court just did, and we have one. Joining us today on the program, Mac McGuffey, who's a partner at Troutman and Pepper. He's based out of Atlanta. And, you know, we celebrate when the Supreme Court makes a decision, and then we move on to the next thing. But it is hard to get your arms wrapped around what the decision by the EPA, by the Supreme Court, related to the EPA's powers will mean for North Dakota. Mac, thanks for taking some time for us today. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
How big a deal is this?
Well, that's a great question, and that's the question that everyone is asking these days. And in some ways, it's a very, very big deal. And in other ways, it's a little more narrow than I think, you know, some folks are reporting in the press. So it's a big deal in the sense of the reason why the Supreme Court said what it said. The reason it decided that the repeal of the Clean Power Plan was appropriate was that Congress needs to speak clearly in a statute before an administrative agency can do something really significant. So, of course, regulating climate change, highly significant from a political perspective, potentially highly significant from an economic perspective. If EPA wants to do that, Congress needs to speak clearly before EPA has the authority to do so. So that is a very big and broad statement. But in effect, really what the court said is that all it really decided in this one case is that what EPA tried to do in the Clean Power Plan specifically, which is to shift generation resources around from coal-fired and gas-fired plants to renewable resources, that is too significant, and that there is not a clear statement in the Clean Air Act to allow EPA to do that. So, in effect, it really just upheld the repeal of one rule. EPA still has the authority to regulate climate change. It can still do so in the very same section that it used for the Clean Power Plan. It just can't go as far as it did in the Clean Power Plan. So that leaves a lot of open questions as to how far EPA can go. It can't do something too significant unless it has a clear statement to do so. But what that really means is still something that folks are figuring out as we go forward.
Jason Bohr from Lignite Energy Council, our sponsor for this Energy Matters segment, put out a statement saying basically that the council obviously opposed the Clean Power Plan, joined the lawsuit because it was designed to be overly burdensome to states like North Dakota and its power plants. It would have resulted in higher costs, a decrease in grid stability, and the loss of thousands of jobs with no environmental benefit. Lignite Council applauds a decision by the Supreme Court that puts the power into the hands of elected officials instead of bureaucrats in Washington. We are proud to have filed an amicus brief in favor of the lawsuit and grateful for the leadership of North American Coal and the North Dakota Attorney's Office, Attorney General's Office, rather, who led this legal effort. Essentially what Jason's saying is very much what you're saying. Now the work happens where it's supposed to happen, and that is in Congress. So the battle's not over here yet, but they've been stopped at their easy button, which is, we're going to define it this way, and we're going to do this, and now legislation will try to do the same thing, be rest assured, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And actually, you can see a lot of that in the concurring opinion that was issued along with the Supreme Court's majority decision. The concurring opinion made very clear that, look, all we're doing today is upholding the separation of powers as established in the Constitution that set up our government, that basically laws are made by the legislature and simply implemented by the executive branch or the administrative agencies under it. And so the basic principle here is that if you're going to do something really significant and important, the legislative branch would not have done that in ambiguous terms. It would have made it very clear what it was doing if it was going to do something really big and important. Since Congress has not done that, and in fact the court noted that Congress has expressly refused to do that, there is no law that authorizes an administrative agency to just take that issue up on its own and try to do something big and significant that Congress clearly itself has not tackled. And so you're exactly right. What this does is essentially return the question where it probably belongs in the legislatures, both at the federal and state levels, where law ought to be made through the democratic process of establishing law in the way that it normally is when you try to deal with the kind of questions that EPA was wrestling with in the Clean Power Plan.
Meanwhile, the industry should just continue to do what it does. And in the case of North Coast lignite industry, it's lead by example on environmental issues. And the largest carbon capture retrofit projects in the world happening right now. Be a good advocate for next generation technologies and continue to make North Dakota the cleanest air state in the nation. That's leading by example. That'd probably be the best advice for the industry in general, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And the message you won't hear from some angles of the press is that all the Supreme Court really did is uphold the repeal of a rule that's already been achieved. The goals of the Clean Power Plan, which EPA actually repealed under the Trump administration, all of those have already been met, that actually the reduction in emissions that EPA was going for in the rule that's at issue in the case We've already far surpassed that. And so the market and the industry itself are already accomplishing a lot of those goals. So we do expect EPA to come back with a new rule, and they're going to try to continue to address climate change in one way or another. But now they're going to do so within the bounds of the authority that the Supreme Court has now more clearly laid out. And so we'll see where they go from here. Certainly there's a lot of different directions they could go, but it is important to keep in mind that at least what they tried to do in the Clean Power Plan, all of that's already been achieved.
Mac McGuffey, partner at Troutman & Pepper. Counselor, thanks for the time today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
That's another Energy Matters, brought to you by the Lignite Energy Council on What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow. Talk Radio Town Hall in place of Senator Kevin Cramer is off till the 15th. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Any and all questions welcome. Life-changing conversation. See you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
It's here. A whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.